God, and the Brahma Kumaris. Everything is relative. During my first visit to London in 1983, I saw on the wall a poster announcing the destruction in 1976. I found it very humorous. God, omniscient and omnipotent, was not correcting what was stored there. That means that this knowledge, which is very interesting, cannot be regarded as absolute, coming only from the highest source. Probably Brahma Baba had a big influence on it. What percentage of the knowledge comes from the Eternal One, or from Brahma, or from subtle Brahma, or from Vishnu, or from Shankar? I asked the question to seniors. I did not get an answer. So, each individual has to decide for himself. The bets are open. This enabled me to keep some of my power of discernment, to choose what is logical, positive, spiritual, and leave some strange information aside. That's probably why I have been a happy BK for so long, 34 years. Often, new BKs are telling me that it is nice and encouraging to see an old BK who is happy. The secret is simple. Do not take anything as absolute truth. Accept only what makes sense for you now. For details about the different dates of destruction, you can go to the well-informed website of Robin Ramsey from Australia. More about brahmakumaris.org. The question now, God has thoughts. 2 years ago, in a meeting with many teachers from all around the world in Gansarva, I asked a simple question to Daddy Jenki. Does God have thoughts? We heard laughter in the room. Daddy, very diplomatically, responded, missing the point. So I asked exactly the same question again, telling her that I did not understand, really, the answer. The laughter increased. But the time Daddy answered, she told us that God does not have thoughts. The same evening, the topic of her class was, does God think? She then explained further that God actually have no thoughts. Interesting, interesting. If God does not have thoughts, is he able to speak? Therefore, who is speaking to the Brahma Kumaris? Let's talk about God Brahma. One day, with a French group, we had a small private class at Pandavaman with Dadanand Kishore, an old nice brother, companion of Brahma Baba for many years. I sat down in front of him, and I was thinking, I would like to hear stories of Brahma Baba's life. Dada asked us, what do you like me to talk about? He looked at me and continued, do you like to hear stories about Brahma Baba? Then, laughing, do you know that for many years, Brahma Baba was thinking that he was God? Our ears and eyes were wide open. He explained then that for a long time, Brahma Baba taught and declared that he was God Brahma. Dadanand Kishore gave us many details, such as how he has the people around him to erase all traces of that period, when he realized that there was a small mistake, that he was not really God. He then forbade everybody to speak about it. Past is past. In a class, Daddy Janki was telling us that sometime, if the children will speak about the past, they were not allowed to eat that day. That information did not surprise me. It made me laugh, because this kind of belief is very common in Hindu tradition. I still remember my first trip to India, more than 40 years ago, and that man informing me very seriously that I was God, but that I did not know it. I was happy to hear that, and it is true, my parents had not told me. Someone told me that in India, there are over 1 million gurus. Probably most of them are telling that they are God. At least, we can credit Brahma Baba for having the courage to change his opinion and teachings at the risk of losing many of his followers. Consequently, we may then ask, why have we been kept ignorant of this interesting part of the big stories? Why have I never seen this knowledgeful Dada teaching in Melbourne? Why is it that God did not mention to Brahma Baba this little mistake earlier? If this error has persisted for at least 14 years, it is possible that other parts of the knowledge are not quite right. Let's talk about the term Baba. The term Baba is very common in India. It means the father. This is one of the most ambiguous terms of this knowledge. It appears almost at every line of each Murli. The problem is that we do not know really who we are talking about. It could mean Brahma, Subtle Brahma, Shiva, or Baba. Each BK ends up adopting it as meaning God. In other words, Brahma Baba, after having realized and publicly declared that he was not God, called himself a simple instrument of God. He called God Baba, like himself. He declared that God was speaking through him. We were then back in business, because the transmitter and the receiver had the same name. So the confusion was assured again. The first time I went to Melbourne, a thought was popping up regularly in my mind, that if I would meet God face to face, I would be liberated. But at that time, I had no idea what the term liberation meant. I did not see what I would be liberated from. The first time, I witnessed the coming of Baba. In the meditation hall, I found this phenomenon interesting. But I was far from sure that it was God who manifested himself in the transmessenger. It was too simple. At the end, when I went to take a toli from the end of Bab Dada, I got my first drishti of a few seconds. I went back to my place, and actually I felt like I was floating. I had no more questions or problems, and it lasted all the rest of the night. Maybe it was something in the toli. It took me a long time to realize that I had experienced liberation in a second. Someone had put in my head that if I would experience liberation in life, it was because I was in front of God Himself. I believed it for a long time. A few days later, I had my first personal interview with Bab Dada, face to face, in the History Hall. For me, it was clear. I was facing the same energy, the same soul, that was giving me experiences since few months. I thought it was God, because it was always very nice. Could another powerful soul, without being God, have given me these experiences? For sure, yes. Absolutely. Many special spirits can do that. Can aliens do that also? Yes, they can do it. Can new technology do that? Yes, also. Let's talk about the subtle regions. I had personally many experiences in subtle regions, either in meditation or offering book. It is one of the reasons that made me stay in this organization. I was thinking it was God who used this subtle world to give different experiences. The subtle regions are another name for what is known as the astral world that has always existed. Since time immemorial, humans have been traveling in this other dimension. At night, very often, each one of us, Biki or not, detach himself from his physical body and travel in his astral body. We know that astral experiences could be very diverse. The astral world is a complex place. According to knowledge, the subtle region did not exist before God manifested in Brahma. It is as if someone wants us to believe that the astral world did not exist before Brahma. But perhaps it means that part of the program called Brahma Kumaris, with deities, jewelry, gold palaces, had not yet been developed and activated. One could imagine a great virtual game similar to those that exist on this earth with virtual avatars. The creators and webmaster of this great game could be the three souls of the Trimurti. Maybe. Let's talk about the personality of God. If a person who said to us again and again, "Think about me all the time. Love only me, nobody else," we will find it very egocentric, very selfish. When I encounter God, the sublime light, the source, in the soul world, not only I feel a universal and unlimited love for all the beings of the universe, but an unimaginable simplicity and humility. He, she loves every being. He, she spreads love, light, peace to every being. He or she is not asking for anything. It seems to me that God of the Big Keys should encourage us to love all humans, all animals, the earth, other civilizations, and even matter that allows us to live in this dimension. Why is he asking for love for himself only? On the page about mind control, I explain that there is a lot of manipulation, suggestion, and trap in the body. Do you think God will need that to help us? If someone will ask us to help him kill a human being, our reaction will be an automatic rejection. If the person will insist that it is for the greater good of the victim, we will start to find it very hard. If he still insisted, we will probably report it to the police as a potential murderer or a psychopath. In this knowledge, God solicits our help to liberate, in other words, kill 7.4 billion humans. He explained us that it is for their good, and that all this soul will be far better sleeping in the soul world than to suffer needlessly on this earth. Ask anyone in a difficult situation if they prefer to die or continue. You will see that 99% of souls want to continue. By what right can I interfere with their choice? To make room for me to dance in the golden age? As I explain on the page about the cycle, this notion of a cycle of time is not based on anything. Not only has it not been proved, but it faces many contrary elements. The history of the cycle is a tale, a lie. Yet, to my knowledge, it is never questioned, even in one merely. That means God tells us stories. Stories are told to children for their education, to make them happy, to give them gifts, to encourage them to be better. I can understand that. I find it good that the soul is making effort for his next life in golden age. This can be a good motivator. The problem for me is destruction. Let's be logical. Is it really God? One of the great fundamental question for the Big Keys is whether it is God who teaches this knowledge or not. In summary, on one side, many Big Keys acquire some true spiritual knowledge. Many have experiences of such origins. Many receive spiritual help or experience being an instrument in service. Many help many souls. Many BK have very good experiences in front of Bandala. So for sure we are in presence of very powerful soul. So powerful that most BK are persuaded to be in the presence of God himself. On the other hand, God is always talking about love, but did not correct Brahma when he called himself God for many years. God did not correct Brahma when he was teaching that the soul was like a tomb in the middle of the forehead. God made mistake for the date of destruction and world population. He is not supposed to think, so logically he does not speak either. God is not supposed to incarnate in a body. He is very egocentric and manipulative. God is always comparing, number one, number two, number three. He has not revealed much new knowledge for decades. God wants us to believe that remembrance of him erases negative karma. He wants us to believe in an exact repetitive cycle of time. God wants us to believe that there are no other civilizations than human amongst 200 trillion galaxies made of billions of stars and planets. God wants to destroy the surface of this beautiful world. He wants to liberate 7.4 billion demonic souls from the face of the globe. In particular, our father, mother, children, friends, brothers and sisters. This teaching has thus shown several fundamental errors, which mean that the spirits who teach it are not infallible or perfect. Far from that. If we accept the idea that God is omniscient, benevolent, perfect, and infallible, so logically, this knowledge is not taught by God. It is very simple.